But first, I wanted to, every once in a while, I come across an article in the men's magazine that I feel we need to bring up on the show and see if it's right and, you know, what exactly it's trying to accomplish. This one from AskMen.com, one of the most frequent offenders on this segment of the show, and that is, it was talking about getting your girlfriend's friends to like you. And you could apply this, you know, getting your boyfriend's friends to like you, too. But, you know, the whole thing's like, well, you know, you need to convince her friends that you're a good guy because otherwise she's not going to go for you and blah, 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 blah. And if, you know, if her friends don't like you. And I was like, well, you know what? One thing it doesn't address is the fact that what if her girlfriends, you know, you're dating somebody and her girlfriends are looking right at you, you know, looking right at you with that kind of look on their face like the first time they meet you. You know what I mean? Like they're kind of snobby from the get-go about it.
Yeah.
And then maybe just they continue to be. Isn't that almost an indicator of what kind of girl you're dating or guy you're dating if it's, you know, if you're dating a guy and it's his friends?
Hmm. Could be.
Because I went out on a date once with this girl and it was one where we went and had, you know, dinner somewhere. And she's like, well, my friends are out, you know, somewhere. Do you want to go up meet up with them somewhere in Aggieville? And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's fine. I don't care. And so we went out and met them and they were just... You know,
mean.
Thank you. The entire time we were just, you know, like, hey, this is Matt. You know, and da 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 da, and then just like, hey, and then they're just there being them. You know, so like, you know what? This wasn't that good of a situation anyway, and I'd never want to deal with your friends ever again because of that terrible first impression there. You think that's fair?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, if you have to adapt to meet your girlfriend or your boyfriend's friend's expectations, then you probably aren't the right fit in the first place or something. Something's wrong there. What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. If a person you're dating, you just started dating or what have you, has friends who are really cold to you and not cool about it, should you take that as some kind of hint that maybe... the girl or guy you're seeing now is kind of that way? You know, because birds of a feather. Right?
How's that saying end again?
Flock together or something? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
539-9750 or 238-0975. I only like to drop half of the phrase.
Oh. When in Rome.
Exactly. You can say that one.
That's the whole phrase, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. 539-97... No, do as the Romans do. It's the whole phrase, but it's been shortened.
Nobody ever says the last part, though.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Do you really need to work to win the girlfriend or the boyfriend's friends over as part of the relationship? Or should that really, you know, be almost an indicator if they're cold to you up front that something's just not right anyway? You ever have a boyfriend or girlfriend like this?
How about my wife?
Yeah, when you're at that stage, there's not too much you can do about it. See, my hypothesis is that if, you know, her friends are kind of, you know, round, that she probably is too, so it's like almost like an indicator.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I thought when I first started dating my wife, but...
That was your only option?
Yeah.